And I think from the distributor's landscape, from a customer perspective, it's much more easy to understand what we do and how things work together.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Envision podcast, 5 Questions. Today we speak with Henning Tjarx, CPO of Allied Vision. We discuss various new products and solutions in the areas of smart cameras, software, frame grabbers, geeky vision, and Sphere cameras. Our conversation also included a look back at Allied Vision's rebranding earlier this year. Hello, Henning. Nice to have you here in our podcast.
Yeah, hello, Peter. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure on our side. And let's start with the first question. At the end of last year, Allied Vision launched Alex, its first open smart camera platform. What distinguishes this solution from comparable products, and what are the next steps for its development?
Yeah, I think the Alex is, first of all, the latest generation of smart cameras that has already AI capability inside. So we equipped it with a Jetson inside so that you can train to the inference and retrain in one device. And we have designed it to be open, so that customers that are choosing a software environment can easily integrate it. So we are also open to use it with different software environments. And that's by design and that's also by intent.
So customers can use their own algorithms, software during using Alex.
Yes. So they can even use commercially available software libraries that are from other vendors, because when you choose your software, typically you choose it for a long period of time. And therefore, we designed the camera in a way that it is able to even run in layouts which are currently used or currently run by software from other vendors.
Allied Vision is part of the TKH Vision Group. And thanks to the integration of Eurasys into the TKH Vision Group, you now offer also software, OpenEvision, and frame grabber solutions alongside your cameras. What new developments are there in the frame grabber sector, and are these solutions available exclusively for Allied Vision cameras, or is it also possible to use the frame grabbers for other cameras from other vendors?
I think, first of all, I think it's good to know that we already have started doing joint roadmaps for 1.5 years. So that means that we have already synchronized our frame grabber offering and our camera offering. We have also worked on bundling options so that the camera and the frame grabber work out of the box, running under one software environment kit, which is Vimba X. So there we have also integrated all the drivers. With the next release, we bring all the features that were in the cameras and the frame grabbers before, and we integrate also feature or things like Memento into that. So that is for the customer group that is entirely using Allied Vision products. But for the customer group, which is interested in one component only, so using a frame grabber with another camera, nothing changes. That stays compatible. But for sure, we want to convince more and more customers using more products from us in their solution, which is pretty clear. And we really want to convince them by the way how we design, especially our software products. And that is Vimba X and OpenEvision.
Just a question. You mentioned Memento. Maybe you could explain in 1 or 2 sentences what Memento is.
I think on the first glance, it's a very small tool. If you ever designed in a camera and a frame grabber, and especially if it gets more complex, you will want to fine tune your system and you want to understand what's going on. And with Memento, basic functionality is event logging. So you always know what is going on between the camera and the frame grabber. And for troubleshooting, optimizing, you get definitely hints whether it's a signal, whether there's the cable needs to be changed. So that is very helpful, especially when you're doing a design in for the first time and want to make sure that this is safely running.
As you said, a small tool, but an important one, I think.
We see that when we review the way how customers work in the design impasse, Memento is always of big help, especially when there's a first integration and it's a complicated integration. So connecting one camera with one frame grabber, typically everybody gets that done. But if you go for, let's say, semiconductor systems where you have even 3, 4, 5 frame grabbers in a row dealing with 1 or 2 cameras at high heat, then you definitely want to know what's going on and optimize the system.
The high-speed interface currently attracting the most attention is GigiVision. With a new release of version 3.0 and RDMA, opens up entirely new possibilities. Which GigiVision cameras do you currently have in your product portfolio? And what else can we expect to see in this area at the next month?
Yeah, I think what I clearly say, we have everything, but starting from 1 GigE, going over 5, 10, 25, 50, 100, and then combine it with RDMA. So what you can already see is that we have a bunch of technology, maybe the biggest technology base in the industry that we have not yet fully leveraged. At the moment, we are working on, counted it before, roughly 20 new cameras till end of the year. So the latest release was the 100 GigE FXO. With 12 and 24 megapixel, also RDMA, and now it's followed by 100 megapixel, 100 GigE RDMA in the HR series. This is done by our colleagues in Gilfing, and we have also introduced the relevant or the NIC cards with RDMA to that. And I think on the, let's say, on the more established GigE, 1.5 GigE, there will be something that we will be showing on the Vision Show. So I cannot tell more, but I think it makes sense to pay a visit to our booth there.
Just a short question. I know you have cameras with more than 100 megabytes. What is the highest one? I think it was 124. I'm sure about this, but maybe you have a higher one.
We are currently at 245 megapixels, which is in the camera portfolio of the Light Vision Gilfing. And that has been released already beginning of this year.
Once again, impressive. You recently announced a partnership with QDI Systems, unveiling your first SWIR camera based on quantum dots. What are the advantages of these QDI-based cameras, and what does this signify for Light Vision's traditional spectral imaging portfolio?
I think, first of all, for us, it's like we need to innovate in the area of SWIR because we are by far the market leader. We have a long experience here, and I think our customers expect us to deliver the broadest and the most innovative portfolio here. So we have been actively looking into many options and then found QDI Systems, which is a Netherlands startup, very dynamic, very capable in designing that kind of sensors. And for us, we were driven especially by new fields of application. So for us, the drone market is very important and very interesting. In the drone market, you need lightweight solutions and also affordable solutions. So what we do see with quantum dots technology, that even if it's at the beginning, it already offers a very attractive cost point. So at that cost point, we can give to our customers. That also ensures that they can use it in different applications. Yeah, and if we look forward, we don't see quantum dots only in drones. We see that in semiconductors as well, because you can very well go for certain wavelengths and trim the sensor for certain wavelengths. Yeah, and last but not least, as I not mentioned, but it's quite interesting that the production process and the material process is pretty easy compared to a traditional InGaAs process. So that means the way how you produce it, also with regards to maybe critical minerals and so on, it's not a big problem. So we definitely see a very stable supply process and a very stable supply chain for that, alongside, as I said before, with a very attractive and affordable price point.
Are there any news concerning the conventional SWIR cameras?
Yes, I think what we can definitely say, we have the full roundup of our portfolio that we have brought to the market beginning of this year, which is especially the GoldEye Pro. Yeah, I think at the moment it's a GoldEye Pro that we have released the beginning of the year. We are continuously putting more features into that, and it's running well, and we do actually see the innovations now, the quantum dots, to be clear here.
So we're coming to our last question. Earlier this year, the camera brands with the TKH Vision Group underwent a rebranding process, and all companies now operate under the name Light Vision. What has been the market's reaction to this strategic move?
I think, first of all, it was pretty good. I can dig into that a little bit deeper. I think the rebranding, it was visible, is just the result of things we have done internally already for more than 1 year. And as I mentioned before, we have started to spec new products. We have started to align the portfolio. We have also invested heavily into one software development in order to make it much easier for the customer to use our products. And this seems to pay off in many occasions. We get very good feedback. Customers do really like the way how we present things on our website. Now you know this product is working with that product. You also see where are duplets and where are missing parts in the portfolio. The customers were always arguing with single entities. This is now handled centrally and the gaps are closed. We have also made sure that the group approach from a portfolio perspective is more than just putting things together. We introduced new cables, new lenses, new interface cards in order to really make a one-stop shop experience possible. And I think what is currently most interesting is really how we bring the software or the softwares together. So the SDKs from the cameras and the frame grabber, plus the image processing part from eVision. So, and I think if you pull that forward, it will be a very nice design in experience for the customers. But we already get very good feedback that it's now presented in one way, that it can be selected in one way. And I think from the distributor's landscape, from a customer perspective, it's much more easy to understand what we do and how things work together.
So Henning, thank you very much for giving us an overview about the news of Allied Vision. And if listeners like to get more information, don't miss to go to the booth of Allied Vision at the Vision, which will be at the beginning of October, from October 6th to October 8th. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to find out more about Envision, please register for our Envision newsletter at envision-news.de/news, become a follower of our LinkedIn channel, Envision News, or find out about our webinars at envision-news.com/TechTalks. I look forward to welcoming you to our next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2.